All of the religions say exactly the same thing. They use different puppets in their plays, but they say all of it in is this, the Armageddon and the Valley of Megiddo, and this is all over. Because here's what happened. You came forth as a god with your power. And that's the whole thing. And even in the Catholics and the Protestants, and they even believe that Jesus was ascended. He was a man. And he went back to God, and he ascended. Well, he's coming back to get his bride, which is supposed to be the church. But you see how that's working out? Not so good. But the point is that you, as humans, have to ascend. That means come back into your power. And as you do that, then you basically come back to where you were originally as God. Now, not everybody's going to ascend, but some are. And those that do will rule and reign, and they will be a god. And then a lot of other people are going to die, a bunch of them, and pretty quick. It's kind of already starting. They laughed at us when we were talking about people shooting each other in the face. They were aghast, and then they were all of a sudden everybody started shooting everybody in the face. And then they're be in Baltimore to get shot in the face. Now they're just shooting themselves. They shoot themselves in the face just for something to do. But it just kind of used to be fun memes at a point. So the whole point is this is a conditioning response that allows you to remember or to come back into your place of power so that you can be that powerful and be a god.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now bending the will and the way of your world.
Yeah. But when you say that world is going to end, how is it going to end? Is it going to be like fucking
time? Very soon, time on Earth shall be no more.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And when time ends, that's the end of the world as you know it.
Ah.
See, without time, everything's gauged different. Without time, you're never late. Without time, it's not up.
That's right.
See, because you're already eternal. You're already eternal.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still using engaging time as the element.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's fixing to occur is that's going to become a non sequitur. And once that happens, then it's there. And you'll watch it, and you don't get too tangled up. You know, it's sad, but the world has been increasing in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We started with two, and it's gone up to a great big number now. But what's happened is that's the cellular structure of the human beings are replicating. And instead of having one double helix strand of DNA, what it is the RNA into the cells has been lessened through duplication and cell splitting, and the telomeres in the cells themselves actually stopped or cut it off. And in the olden days, they would degrade. The cells would degrade. So you could hang on for a little bit, but then after a while, those cells would keep dividing, and the telomeres would get shorter. So after 50 replications, it would start getting less then. So you can go real good till you're 30, 35, 37, whatever. Then all of a sudden you started what they call aging. Well, some people did. Bob never did. You should see Bob. He's a bad motherfucker now. He's got it going on. He's about 100 and he's still kicking it. Man, he's tearing it up on the weekend now. Just saying. It's amazing what Bob can do. But that's another conversation. And he's got his own Pornhub. He's got his own Pornhub channel. It's pretty exciting. You don't miss a stitch. You tell you what, he went all the way up and down through there. You ought to see it. It's something to see, man. I'm just saying. Callen doesn't like to talk about that too terrible much, but, you know, it is what it is. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So it's like, okay, there's nothing we can do. Okay, so that part's fun. Then what happens is the cells change with the new RNA, new information at the cell level, and with the eye cell, which is, comes from bread of life and living water. Bob calls it bread of living water. He's been doing this for 3 or 4 days. We're just trying this little podcast thing out to see if it's working out. There's about a couple of hours in the logs, so you can look back. It doesn't go back very far. because we've been, I've been doing this for just a little while. But what happens is we change the information to the human beings, mm-hmm. and it quakes and wakes and shakes you back into your place as God. But now that's quite a metamorphic experience. So it's not a quick thing. You don't want to do it too quickly. It's a little bit more, it's a little overwhelming. But now you're here at the right time, right place, right time. You save a lot of steps, honey, because you can get right on into there pretty easy. And we'll show you what to do, how to do. And then it comes from a three-phase level. You have three kingdoms, inner, outer, and middle kingdom. And the part of ascension is just like in the temple, the way it's all laid out. Every religion says the same thing. When you look at it, you go, well, that's what that is. Oh, so that's what that is. So, So I come back to my place as God. Okay. Then you do. It makes it real simple and easy. Here's all we're talking about. You got your meat, body, and cells. We're going to give new information to your body that allow your cells to reproduce 144,000 double helix strands. We're going to extend those telomeres to chromosome 14, the only chromosome that has rings and arms that will allow it to open back into a lotus flower. We've laid out the cell. We show how the cell opens, how your body changes, and what's going to happen to you when your body starts changing. Blood types will change. There'll be no Rh negative factors anymore. Your hair will do different. Your nails will get stronger. You'll start the bottoms of your feet. We can play with Jack. We've done some great stuff with Jack. He's doing great. Pretty fun. How he's morphed. He's morphing. You almost, you'll get to a point where he doesn't look the same. Pictures now, especially digitized picture. We told him about this digital stuff, but he ain't got no sense. You know, he's all over the place. He's going to take pictures of his pictures. Of his shoes, especially, of course, anyway, but you know how that goes. He can't help it. All right, but changing, it's happening to him already because basically the eye cell is introduced into the body. Now, the other part that you have to do, that's the outer kingdom. Now, the middle kingdom is where you have to engage with non-physical. See, we have all the power in the world only because you all gave your power away as God. So what our point is that we're engaging with humans to allow you to have this power back. Ask any question you like. Talk about whatever you like. We already know, so it's sometimes a little boring for us. But other than that, we tear it up now. We'll get it right on down through there. Help you with whatever you want help with. It's great because it's your power. It's not our power. And once we get you into that notion where it's normal, how many people could run a four-minute mile before they did? Nobody.
Right.
Couldn't do it.
Nobody.
But once somebody did, hell, now everybody can do it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's by rote. It's by rote. That's the whole point. Now, your meat sack body starts changing. Your cravings start changing. Carolyn keeps track of every aspect of everything in the meat sack body. It's fabulous, and she's creating new amino acids, and we work on different formulas and different things to edge this along. We kind of stay out of that whole process. Why, we don't know, but actually we don't give a shit. It doesn't make any difference to us. If you're going to ascend, you're going to ascend. If you're not, you're going to fucking die and quit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason to waste too much energy on it. Do what you're going to do, just like Judas said to Jesus, or Jesus said to Judas, do what you're going to do and do it quickly. No reason.
Right.
So that's the sidebar. Now, what happens is once this starts to catch on, then what happens is you start looking different, you start feeling different, you start making decisions differently because now it's a non-timed element. Now you start embracing your eternity. You don't age anymore.
Oh.
Because you're reproducing your cells now all the time. Anyway. But you stretch the telomeres out in the cell itself, so you make those new young cells, and you never age. So you are then continue on your eternalness. Because, see, you're eternal now. You just got to move to the next step over. And that's it. That's all we do all day, every day. That's what we do.